Anton DeSclafani grew up in northern Florida, where she rode horses so skillfully she was able to compete nationally. She graduated from Emory University and received her MFA from Washington University in St. Louis, where she currently teaches creative writing. Her debut novel, The Yana Lossie Riding Camp for Girls, is set in the 1930s, in the midst of the Great Depression. After her mysterious role in a family tragedy, Thea Atwell, age 15, has been cast out of her Florida home, exiled to an equestrian boarding school for Southern debutantes. High in the Blue Ridge Mountains, the Yana Lossie Riding Camp is far from the free-roaming childhood Thea shared with her twin brother on their family citrus farm. Part scandalous love story, part heartbreaking family drama, the book has been hailed as a major debut from an important new writer. Welcome, Anton. It's great to have you with us on the Book Report.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thea is one of the most compelling and complex characters I've met in quite some time. Tell us about her.
Well, thank you. That's good to hear. The story started with the Yana Lossie Riding Camp for Girls with that setting, and then like 5 minutes later, the character came, and she's always been really the focus of the story, and she's always driven the story. When I started writing, I wasn't sure where their story was going to go, but Thea asserted herself at every page and really directed the story in a weird way.
All right. I loved your description of Thea's mother, her surprise upon giving birth to twins. She said, "One twin was loved and the other unexpected."
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was really interested in the idea of twins, especially then when people could have twins and not know that they were going to have twins. And I think that it's difficult to say how much of that is Thea revising her history according to what's happened in her present life, but there was always the sense that she was unknown and her brother was loved.
You know, in fact, I found Thea's mother not very likable. She said to her son about Thea, "She's a girl. She doesn't matter like you do." That really shocked me. Talk about that.
It's funny. I read that passage last night at an event in Tampa, and I think it shocked the audience a little bit. Well, I didn't want Thea's mother to be an entirely unlikable character. I really think of her as a product of her time, as we all are, and in that moment when she's comforting Sam, that is kind of the best comfort that she can give him. And of course, it's wrong, and you can see, I think, how Thea does the things she does, given her her mother's stance on things.
Right. I almost feel like there's a big backstory on the mother. Maybe that's going to be your next book.
My parents keep asking if I'm going to write a sequel. There is a big, the mother's life was very complicated. And I think as children, especially young children, you think of your parents' lives as very simple. I mean, they're just devoted to you, and they might go off and do something during the day, but they don't seem like whole people. And they start to seem like whole people as you age, of course, and I really wanted to capture that with Thea, that her mother was a person with a startling past that only becomes clear when she's away from her mother.
Well, you write early on, and I kind of love this, that Florida is a strange place and not for everyone. As a Floridian myself, of course, I'd have to agree, but was this statement based on your opinion as one who grew up in the state?
I'm sitting in a hotel room in Florida right now, and I'm in Tampa, and I got off the plane yesterday, and I was just like met by the heat. Like, it feels like a person. It's incredible. And then I started driving around trying to find my hotel, and I got lost like 5 times, and the view is just stunning. There's the bay on either side, and you can see, like, flying in, you could see the sandbars and fish swimming around when we were close enough. Florida is unlike any other place that I've ever been. And especially southern Florida, it feels like the wilderness is constantly trying to reclaim civilization. Like, there's all those stories about subdivisions that go under because the Everglades are reasserting themselves. And then Northern Florida feels like a small town in Georgia. It's just, it's such a weird place. And the thing that I always talk about when I'm explaining Florida to outsiders is that the Native Americans evaded the federal government for the longest in Florida because the federal government could not follow them into the swamp.
Right.
Which I think, like, it says it all.
You know, that's interesting that you say that, because I also feel almost that you set the book in the Depression, and that too seems like a character in the book, like an invisible villain, an illness that keeps taking people.
Oh, I like that way of, I like that characterization of it. When I was revising the book, especially, the economic collapse of 2008 had happened, and so the ways that people's lives were being constrained was I was really, really aware of that. And in writing in the 1930s, I tried to borrow some of what I was feeling and what I was observing, and put it into how Thea was living her life. I think that there's this impulse to look at the Great Depression as this thing that could never happen again, and that it's been mythologized so thoroughly in movies and literature, and I really wanted to write about the people who were in the middle of it, not the extremely wealthy or the extremely poor, but the people whose lives were going to continue, but just differently, and all the subtle ways that their lives would change.
Hmm. Now, the core of the book is an incident, of course, which we will not talk about to give it away. But before that, Thea and her twin were so connected. And after the incident, they were so disconnected.
Well, I think in a way, what happens to Thea's family would have happened to her family anyway, in that they're not as close anymore. I mean, it would have been impossible for them to remain that isolated and that close for everybody's entire lives. But what Thea does is she speeds up the separation, the disconnection, and she makes it happen in a really short period of time. And she and Sam, her twin, can no longer pretend that they're as close anymore. Like, what she does is kind of lay out everything out on the table and force Sam to choose whether or not he's going to be close to her or whether he is going to pull away from her. And it was something that was hard to write in a way, because there was something about their closeness that I really grew attached to as a writer.
Hmm. Well, this is your debut novel, but share your journey of bringing it to publication.
Sure. So I worked on a first draft for 2 years. Then I took a year and revised and found an agent. And then I revised with my agent for 2.5 years, and then it sold.
Wow, it's getting such big buzz right now. Congratulations on that. What's your next project?
My next project is contemporary. It is about a woman who lives in L.A. working as a screenwriter, and she returns to her small southern hometown in Georgia after her brother dies.
Hmm. All right. Is there a working title for that yet?
No. Which is odd for me, because Yanalasi, that was always, like, I had the title before I had the book, and there isn't one for this, which feels like it's like not naming your child.
All right. Well, Anton, I love this book, and I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All righty. Bye now.
Bye-bye.